Yo, welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and it's so much going on right now. We're going to jump right into it. So, the first matter of business I want to discuss is what's going on with my brother, Kanye West. And I want to say he my brother because he my brother. And the first thing I want to say is, at the moment, he might be getting canceled. Now, the only reason I say at the moment is because a lot of his deals have been canceled. Balenciaga done canceled him. Adidas done dropped him. The CAA done dropped him. His lawyers done dropped him. His contract with Def Jam is up. I don't really call that being dropped, but he still ain't dealing with them no more. It's just, ever since he made those anti-Semitic comments on the Jews, nothing has been working out for him. The Adidas deal by itself, they're losing $250 million just off of this last quarter revenue from dropping Kanye. Now, I don't know how much he's losing, but on the Adidas side, they're losing $250 million. And it's wild, too, because I give him props. He's standing on what he's standing on. Whether he's wrong or right, he's standing on it. And he done went back and forth with Tucker Carlson. They've been going back and forth. When he had his interview on Drink Champs with him and Nori, shout out to Nori and DJ EFN. But one thing I did not like on that Drink Champs interview is how timid Nori was acting when it came towards really talking to Kanye. I understand he went on his little sorry tour and was talking about how he felt and why he didn't say nothing to Kanye when he should have. But the fact of the matter is, the only reason he really said something on these platforms when he was going on his radio talks was because he thought that he was about to get sued. So if he really didn't feel like he was going to get sued, he wouldn't have said nothing. And that speaks volumes about your character, Nori. You should have said something. That's your platform. Because you're basically saying that you don't know how to talk to this man. And I understand your show is called Drink Champs, which is cool. Y'all like to drink and that's all. But the conversation that needed to be had, you wasn't willing to have. And you wasn't equipped to have either because you wasn't in the right state of mind because you was drunk. And the thing is, too, not only is Kanye dealing with everybody dropping him, but he also, the remarks he made on Drink Champs when he said that George Floyd was killed by fentanyl and he wasn't killed by the cops, putting a foot on his neck, is untrue. And with the damage that you caused this family to live through again after they heard what you said, now you have a $250 million lawsuit that you have to deal with. And I want people to realize, not only for Kanye, but just anybody in general, your words have power. You don't know who they're going to hit. You don't know who's going to be offended. You don't know who's going to take your side. But the point of the matter is your words have power. And also, you know, it's a lot of people taking Kanye's side. I'm not here to bash Kanye. I'm just here to give you the facts. I'm going to always love his music. I'm not going to always say I'm going to agree with everything he says. I mean, but like I said, when it comes to his music, I love his music. I think he's had some good albums. I think he's had some bad albums. But I'm not here to be the judge, jury, or executioner. I'm just here to give you the facts. And that is it. That is my job. So, besides all that, at the end of the day, you have to take into consideration who really is affected here. He is affected most definitely, but also his family. And the reason why I say his family is affected because they've been sitting on the front lines taking grenades. I don't take up for Kim, but I'm taking up for the family. When it comes to his wife, even though he won't sign those divorce papers, but it's, even though when it comes to his wife, she's been taking hits after hits. He's been publicly on TV disrespecting her one day, taking up for her the next day. My brother, you need to pick a side. You either going to stick with your family or be out of the family. Because you can't go on TV and say, oh, you had one interview and you was praising her, saying, oh, I apologize for everything I've done to her. Then the next week, you go on your Drink Champs interview and you say, oh, I don't know what she doing. She got her ass out. What type of mother is that? Well, let me tell you what type of mother that is. That is the lady that you chose to have kids with. And she got custody of those kids. So, no matter what you say, the ball is in her court. And obviously she doing something right because she got those kids with her. All the time. Now you also said on your platform that she abducted your kids. How does she steal your kids when she always got them? See, that's what I'm saying. So when you go out here spewing this talk that you spewing, always have the facts. And just know that your kids are growing up. They got to live with this. And I don't think sometimes people really take consideration who they hurt in the midst of whatever they're trying to really get done. We really don't know what the end all be all is. We don't know the agenda. What I really feel like he's trying to do is, I really feel like that he's trying to stir up enough controversy. And he had the 2024 hat on, so I'm assuming he's putting in his hat to run for president sooner than later. But also, he was really upset too about how his ex-wife had that young boyfriend. He was real upset about that. He fails to talk about it a lot, but he was real upset about that. And, you know, especially when it came to Charlamagne, he got mad because he really wanted Charlamagne to be on his side when it comes to dissing Pete. But they are friends. How you gonna diss your friend? You wanted him to take sides with you against Pete because your wife had that, you know, boyfriend when y'all separated. It don't work like that. So, moral of the story, as I wrap up this my Kanye segment, is that, like your song says, as it's all falling down for you at the moment, I just hope that you center around everything that's important to you, which is your family. Hopefully you don't lose sight of that, and whatever's left of after it's all said and done, when they get through with you, because I don't know how much they're going to leave you with, but I pray that you have peace of mind. You keep peace in your home and you keep loving your heart. Don't
depression. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexia. Yeah, it's so long that it looked like weed. And she cut it all off, now she looked like Eve.
All right, welcome back. So, we're going to go to our next topic. Our next topic is Brother DJ Academics. Now, the reason why DJ Academics has been in the news, this blogger, podcaster, he's been known for controversy as well. He might be up there with Kanye West. Now, DJ Academics was on a podcast called Fresh and Fit, and he frequents this podcast every few months with Myron and Fresh, and they have Red Pill Talk. Now, Red Pill Talk is basically men versus women, basically, if you really want to put it down in a nutshell. Now, the difference in this situation was DJ Academics had a long night. Now, the first incident he had was he was on the podcast and he was interviewing, he was talking to a few girls. The one girl he had an issue with was a Dominican girl, and he kept making fun of her voice. He kept asking her, "Why does your voice sound like that?" And she was like, "You know, that's just how my voice sounds." And she said, "I'm an alpha." So that was the first thing that triggered him. So then they kept talking. And he kept saying how she told him, "You need to lose some weight so you can see your dick." Now, that's when he really went off. And he called. He said something about, I'm paraphrasing, he said something about her having a broke bitch ass boyfriend and they can't afford, they live in a shack and they can't afford a nice living, and he lives in a mansion and he rich. He wanted to play that card. He wanted to take that route. Now, that's what she told him. She said, why you acting like that? She said, you unhappy. You real unhappy. And the saddest part about this whole situation was Fresh, he's one of the hosts, he couldn't control DJ Academics. Now, that being your platform, and it was other men in the room, Sneeko, Mike Rashid, and some other guy, I forgot his name. But none of these guys said nothing. So what really bothered me was you got three other men in this room who wouldn't say nothing to this man as he's out here disrespecting his woman. Now, at one point, Mike Rashid tried to say something, but it just got thrown off to deaf ears because he was telling DJ Academics, he was like, "Yo, what's going on? What's going on right now?" And then DJ Academics just was like, "She sound like a nigga." Now, don't get me wrong, she did have a little bit of a deep voice, but so what? He tried to find some type of way to just get into the conversation. And he didn't have to take that route. But like I said, he was drunk. He felt offended. And he had that liquid courage against this woman. Now, after it was all said and done, he got into it with another girl. And he was talking about how, you know, his friend fucked the girl and everything like that. So he just dropping all type of tea. And I just don't understand it when a man can be so chatty patty about everything that's going on. Like, why would you put this girl business out there like that? And even if your man did mess around with her, you should have left that between them. You didn't have to expose that. But I forgot who we're dealing with. DJ Academics. That's what he get paid to do. He get paid to blog. But you weren't in a blogging situation right now. You on a podcast. And for all these women to be here, you out here being this disrespectful, and none of these men held you accountable, I have an issue with that. And the issue I have with it is you showing that you're not a man. You're a little boy. Because if you out here just blatant disrespecting women, you got no right being there. And for the fact of these hosts not putting you in your place, they call you their friend, but how they your friend when they not checking when you wrong? They all trying to save face for the content. Now, Myron normally does well in these situations. I'm not going to lie. But for some reason, he never showed back up. He said, he did a video and said that something was wrong with the audio. Well, the audio sounded pretty well to me. So he should have showed back up and handled that situation. Act should have been shut down from the beginning. But they didn't do that. So I'm going to go on a limb and say it's probably going to happen again. Because you showing this man that he has full reign when he comes to your platform. And he does nothing wrong. Now, later that night, he had another incident in the lobby. His girl got into an argument with some other girls. And he was yelling at his girl, telling her how she needs him. He the prize. Don't nobody make more money than him that she messed with. So, you showing that your girl is insecure. But so are you. Because why do you got to tear, even if she is that type of woman, why do you have to tear her down even more? Like, you make it seem like you some slave owner. You ain't her master. And on the look of her face, she just looked like she was unbothered by what he had to say. And she threw his hat. So you can say whatever you want about her. But that's these academics for you, you know, just a blogger who makes money and feels like that's the end all be all. But that's why nobody respects him. Because he be loud, obnoxious, insecure, little boy syndrome. He thinks just because he got money makes him a man. He thinks just because he live in a big house, he can just talk to people any way he want to. He always hiding behind the keyboard. Scared to come outside. That ain't no type of way to live. You a prisoner of your own fame. I ain't here to preach to y'all. I'm just here to give y'all the facts. That's the situation with DJ Academics. Dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise, I'm so self-conscious. Yeah, we back. So let's get into the music. So it was a couple albums that came out this week. So we had Lil Baby. Lil Baby dropped his project, It's On Me. And I liked a few cuts off the album. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, that's the good thing. About everything that came out. So, Lil Baby album came out. Babyface had an album came out. T Grizzly. Who else dropped? I don't want to miss nobody. Young Boy dropped the Gangsta Grill. By DJ Drama. That's what I'm saying. We had some albums that dropped. So Gloss, Glitter Gloss from QC, she dropped a song called No Fear. Like I said, we got some music that dropped. I ain't gonna hold you. So, boo. That's the thing, though, man. It's just... It's sad to see what's going on right now, but... Hey, this who we at right now. Also, too... Of course, you know... Now... we're going to hit a little politics real quick. Brittany Griner, as y'all know, she's locked up in Russia for her 9-year sentence. The courts rejected an appeal for her drug possession. I wanted to throw that out there. Also, it was, you know, the NBA just started back over again, so I can't wait to see, you know, halfway through the season, who we gonna take dibs on going to the playoffs and the finals. So now, let's get into our relationship talk. So this week on relationships, I've seen some wild stuff. It's this clip that actually has gone viral. It's a lady, it's on a podcast. It's called Dirty Confessions or some type of confession. That's the name of the podcast. But anyway, so the girl was talking about how she was talking to a guy and she was asked about a threesome. And when she got over the house, it was a mother and her son. And she was stating how this is one of the best threesomes she's ever had. And the weird part about this threesome, well, already was weird when she said the mother and the son. But also, she was like, the mother was out there sucking the son's dick. And I'm like, whoa! What is going on here? And she said she loved it. I'm like, whoa, that you should have kept that talk to yourself. So here we are. Here we are. And I was just like, nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. You know, Madonna was trending, her and Cardi B had some words. You know, Cardi B felt disrespected because Madonna was talking about, you know, the song WAP. And, you know, Cardi took offense to it. She made a post. Her and Madonna ended up talking. So now the beef is squashed. But also, Madonna's still in the news because they brought up an article that was a while ago. They brought up an article. And Madonna was talking about an article about sleeping with younger men. And everybody is not feeling that when she's talking about it. Now, the word on the street is, should she be counseled? That's how she thinking? Absolutely. Man, do her like they doing Kanye right now. If that's how she out here rolling. Because that, under no circumstance, is acceptable. Under no circumstance is we condoning that from you, Miss Lady. So, yeah. If she out here messing around like that, yeah, no, we're not going for that. Also, hey, your prayers up for Nigeria, everything going on over there with all the flooding and everything going on. We gotta definitely, you know, we definitely gotta keep our prayers up. Hopefully y'all been watching these debates. Especially, you know, for y'all city and state. Just so y'all know what's going on. You know, our president, you know, President Biden. You know, if inflation is fully here, of course you know it. You done gone to the stores, you done gone to restaurants, everything keep going up. So just know that. And also, while you're voting for your state legislators, always remember to do your research on whoever you vote for. Know that just because they're your skin color does not mean they are the right one for office. Really check them out. Do your research on them so you know who to vote for and who right for whatever you want. Make sure that person is up for the job. Because just because they look like you don't mean nothing. They could look like you and be the dumbest non-qualified person for the job. You need people in there that's going to really hit the ground running, do what need to be done, not only for the campaign, but for you. So, just remember, you either gonna be left wing or right wing. Pick your side. Also want to send a prayer out to that school. I forget what state it was in, but it was a school that had a potential shooter yesterday. I'm trying to think, where was it at? I'm sorry. I want to say it was in Texas. But that's all I'm gonna leave y'all with. Once again, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all. Oh, that's what I forgot. One more thing about Kanye West. He's trying to buy the service. It's supposed to be like Twitter. It's called Paler. That is Candace Owens' husband's streaming service. So they been in cahoots. So I ain't even trying to be funny. I think Candace Owens was probably using them for the money. But that's just me. That's my conspiracy theory. Once again, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being here. Peace.